Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel says it has begun preparations for the departure of large numbers of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip in line with President Donald Trump's plan to, quote-unquote, redevelop the territory. The Palestinians and much of the international community, including Italy and Britain, have rejected Trump's proposal, fearing Israel will never allow the refugees to return and that it would destabilize the region. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is appalled at the idea.
The idea that somehow Trump and the Kushner family should turn this into some kind of Riviera-type resort is an insult.
On the other hand, Republican Wisconsin Senator Johnson appreciates Trump's quote-unquote bold thinking.
Maybe we can inspire people in that region, seek peace, and create better lives for themselves, because over the last few decades, it's just been misery, death, and destruction.
Israel's foreign minister, Gideon Saar, said Thursday that Israel does not yet have details on Trump's plan for Gaza. Speaking at the United Nations, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the rights of Palestinians need to be respected.
In the search for solutions, we must not make the problem worse. It is vital to stay true to the bedrock of international law. It is essential to avoid any form of ethnic cleansing.
Officials said Egypt has launched a diplomatic blitz behind the scenes to try and head off the plan and has warned that this plan could undermine its historic peace treaty with Israel. Saudi Arabia has also rejected any mass transfer of Palestinians and says it will not normalize relations with Israel without the creation of a Palestinian state that includes Gaza. A Turkish drone strike on Thursday killed three members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, Iraqi Kurdistan's counterterrorism service said. The latest military pressure from Turkey ahead of an expected announcement by the PKK's jailed leader. Turkey regularly carries out airstrikes in northern Iraq and has dozens of outposts on Iraqi territory. This is VOA News. Democrats on the U.S. House Oversight Committee have called for an investigation of potential national security threats posed by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. In a letter Thursday, the lawmakers urged deputy inspectors general at several federal agencies to investigate any national security breaches involving Musk's team. The lawmakers allege that unauthorized individuals access systems and classified data at the U.S. Agency for International Development and Office of Personnel Management. Musk's team has also assessed U.S. payment systems holding personal data for millions of Americans, according to lawmakers. Panama President Jose Raul Mulino on Thursday accused the United States government of lying a day earlier when the U.S. State Department claimed that U.S. government vessels would be able to cross the country's namesake canal without paying fees.
I did not like it, but I am sad to say that I have to reject that comment from the State Department because it is based on a falsehood. And at least in my little book, this is not how bilateral relations between two friends and partners throughout history are handled.
The allegations are the latest point of tension between the two countries, which have clashed over the canal since U.S. President Donald Trump claimed the vital waterway was charging excessive rates to use its trade passage, had effectively been taken over by China, and vowed, quote, "We're taking it back." The Russian Foreign Ministry said on Thursday that the United States needs to formulate its policy on ending the conflict in Ukraine and that Moscow could then base its own position on specific U.S. actions. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova. As for the role or possible role of the United States in resolving the crisis around Ukraine, once again, everything will depend on concrete actions and on the plans of the new administration embodied in those actions. For now, there are many words and many statements, but there is no clarity on the steps being taken. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have not spoken by phone since Trump's inauguration, according to public statements from officials on both sides. M23 rebels in eastern Congo held a rally Thursday to celebrate their seizure of Goma as its fighters advanced towards another regional capital. Breaking the ceasefire it declared earlier this week, the Rwandan-backed rebels seized the South Kivu mining town of Nyabibwe, about 100 kilometers from the capital of South Kivu province, Bukavu. The United Nations says the battle for Goma killed at least 2,900 people, a much higher toll than previously announced. Fears the Congo fighting could spark a wider conflict have prompted African leaders to schedule a summit this weekend, expected to include Rwandan President Paul Kagame and Congo's President Felix Tshisekedi. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.